1. Marcus. 9 years later. Morning light blasts through the woods, making me squint. There, to the south, I urge Echo, my black palfrey, on to greater speed, the hunting dogs falling behind. We gallop hard, neck and neck with True, my brother's mount, careening around giant oaks and jumping over fallen logs. Autumn leaves scatter in our wake. They're headed for the meadow, Peyton calls over the pounding hoofs. His dark hair streams behind him, revealing his high forehead, an Adesio family trait. I've got it too, but not quite as pronounced as his. We're alike in other ways. Same tall, broad build, brown eyes, and olive skin, though my hair is the color of brass, not black. Also, Peyton's 19, 2 years older than me, and non-savant. He can't raise a phantom. It's a blow to him, because I am savant, and therefore heir to the throne of Basine, a fact that turns everything between us sour. Head them off, I signal toward the upcoming sidetrack. So you can beat me there and win all the praise? I laugh at that. Father's not going to hand out praise for anything I do, even catching Eternian spies, if that's what the trespassers really are. Besides, palace guards are coming from the south, and will likely reach them first, so I don't know what Peyton's talking about. He's right, though. I wouldn't mind being the one to stop them, just in case Father is watching. Race you! Loser takes the sidetrack! He nods, and our mounts tear up the path for a short breakneck sprint. Echo wins by half a length, and I stand up in my stirrups, victorious, waving Peyton off to the right. On I gallop, a downhill run toward the meadow. When I reach the open grass, there's a clear shot at the three men who race on foot. Halt in the name of the magistrate! I fit an arrow to my bow and fire it over their heads, a warning shot. I wouldn't actually shoot anyone in the back, but they don't know that. Halt in the name of Basine! Peyton yells, bursting into the meadow from the north. The hunted men veer to the left and keep running. Peyton lets loose his arrow, and it lands just short of them. Another warning. I'm close enough to pick off all three. Halt! I shout, hoping they do this time. They don't. My brother and I barrel down on them, and in moments we've corralled the men, trotting our horses in a tight circle, arrows aimed at the captives in the center. The dogs catch up and bark savagely, ready to attack. Stay, I command the two wolfhounds, and they obey, crouching in the grass, tongues hanging out to the side as they lick their chops and growl. Drop your weapons, Peyton says, just as Roten and his contingent of palace guards, three men and two women, gallop into the field from the other end. Chills rush through me as Father appears behind them, riding his dark red hunter. The captives unbuckle their sword belts and raise their hands as the guards join us, further hemming them in. Why are you here? Father asks as he rocks back in the saddle. He turns to Peyton. Search their gear, if you are sober enough for the job. To me, he says, if any move, kill them. Sweat breaks out on my brow, and a tremor runs down my arms. My brother's not all that sober. In fact, he usually isn't. If he provokes them... But Peyton swings out of the saddle without falling on his face, and I keep my arrow aimed at each man in turn while he goes through their packs. They have a distance viewer and a map of Basine, marking where our troops are quartered, the watchtowers, and the sanctuary, with numbers in the margin.
Scouting our defenses? Father asks. Who sent you?
Officially, we're not at war with the neighboring realms of Eternia and Syriac to the north, or Galnar to the northwest. But that doesn't mean one of their red-robe masters isn't behind this. Tan, or even Atticus. Relations are strained to near breaking if the long council meeting I sat through yesterday was any indication. And